Some of the topics we're learning about today include a discussion regarding the Isser of performing any forbidden malacha on Yom Tov and the preparation of the Shofar for Rosh Hashanah. A discussion of the Shofar blasts that are blown on Rosh Hashanah, how many are required, how long each one must be, and a discussion of the three sounds, Tkiyah, Shvarim, Teruah, and where we learn them from the Torah. Some of the key topics and concepts they're learned about include Shvus, refers to actions that the Chachamim prohibit on Shabbos based on the Pasuk, Uvayim Meshvi Tishbois. Tchum, a person is only allowed to walk on Shabbos a distance of 2,000 amos outside the city limits. If one wants to walk beyond that distance on Shabbos, they must make an Erev Tchumen by placing two meals worth of food slightly less than 2,000 amos from his present location. In this manner, the person can walk an additional 2,000 amos past the Erev. Mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Gerama. Women are generally exempt from positive mitzvahs linked to time, mitzvahs which must be performed on a specific day or a specific time of the day. Smicha refers to the mitzvah for a person to press his hands with all his might on the head of his sacrifice before it is slaughtered, as stated in the Torah, V'samach yodai al resh kabane. Katan shegiyah l'chinuch. There is halachic distinction of a minor who has reached the age of chinuch, which according to Rashi is about 9 or 10 years of age. A minor in this category must be initiated and trained in performing mitzvahs. Tkiyah shvarim teruah. These are three different sounds that make up the mitzvah of Tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah. As there is a suffix as to the proper sound of teruah, whether it is a shvarim, three longer sounds, or teruah, nine shorter sounds, we blow each type in Rosh Hashanah as well as the shvarim teruah together. The Gemara learns out further that each teruah must be sandwiched between a tkiyah before and after it, to make up the complete set of shofar blasts as we do to this very day.